and welcome to another episode of Single Mommy Fabulous. Today we're going to talk about beating the blahs. We all know the holidays are a time of much happiness, but they can be super stressful, and we can find ourselves caught up in a holiday depression, which sucks because then you don't get to enjoy your joy. So we're here trying to focus on getting our joy back, maintaining our joy, and just enjoying the holidays. So Adrian's here with me, and so we're going to talk a little bit about what pressures we usually focus on, which are prepping the meals, getting the food, our financial situation, because no matter what, we always probably spend too much. I know that there are some great people out there who budget and everything for the holidays, but I am not one of them. I will say I'm going to spend $300 this year and spend $1,000. It's just the way it goes. And then some things that we can't control, which are the change in the weather, whether it's colder, wetter, and the shorter days, which throw us off every single time. I know for me, I'm hating getting up in the dark and coming home in the dark. It's not my favorite thing. My joy comes back when the light starts coming back. So for me, my struggle is definitely with light. And so we're going to talk a little bit about that. I mean, when I was showing Adrian the list that I put together, she was like, oh, the desire to hibernate is real.
So real.
It's like, you know, I get home and I go straight into my room and I take off my shoes and I get on my bed and realize I still have like 3 to 4 hours left of life before I'm supposed to go to sleep. And I'm like, but I want to go to bed. Like by 6:30, I'm like, this is crap. I'm sleepy.
So, I swear, as soon as the time changes, that's how I am, because I'm a spring baby.
Yeah.
You know, and winter time is the absolute worst time of the year for me, because I hate being cold and I hate the rain and I hate the darkness. The darkness really sucks the life out of my soul. And
I love that. Sucks the life out of your soul. That's awesome. I mean,
it's really just that you've seen Harry Potter. Darkness is... You haven't seen Harry Potter?
No.
Well, for those of y'all that have, darkness to me is like a Dementor. Just know that. You need to look up what a Dementor is. But it's basically these half-dead creatures that are like the security guards for the wizarding prison. Mm-hmm. And if they detect, first of all, they suck all of the happy and joy out of the area where they are, right?
Oh my gosh.
And then if they get too close to you, they literally suck your soul out of your face.
Oh, that's, no, Casey, that's not right.
That's what darkness is for me. Like, I can't do it.
Yeah. It's really funny, because when I was younger, you know, in my teens and 20s, I was the night owliest of the night owls. Now I'm like, it's 11. Why am I still awake? What is going on?
Right. Like 9:30. Oh, it's time to go to bed.
Why are there people up? What is that noise?
Right.
My daughter has taken over my place, because she is up at 12:30 on the weekends. And I'm like, talking to her friends, I'm like, first of all, whose friends are these? And where are their parents? And what? Oh my gosh. But I'm like, go at about 10 o'clock. I always yell out of my bedroom door, shut up. So it doesn't work, but that's all she gets. And now I'm asleep. And then at about 12:30, I hear her still talking and I'm like, okay, it's time for bed. For reals. I think I'm sucking her joy out, but it's cool. It's cool.
You might be, but that's your job.
That is my job. That is definitely my job. And you know, so one of the things that I do now that has been good, I had never used to leave the building in which I worked before I got my new job. And at my new job, we have a picnic table, and there is a group of four of us who actually go outside and get sun every day, which has a multifold effect. It gives you, you know, it kind of invigorates you, warms you up, and also you're getting a little bit of that natural vitamin D, which is really important. A lot of us suffer from vitamin D deficiencies during this time of year because no sun,
Yeah.
no, you know. So I feel like it's actually helping me balance that whole I haven't done a thing feeling that I had. So getting out once a day, even if it's for 5 minutes, and just feeling the sun on your face, or I know there are going to be days in the winter where we can't do that, but getting out at least once a day is probably going to help a ton.
Yeah.
You know, it's crazy. Crazy. So, you know, this episode is going to be one where we could give out a lot of advice, and we hope that it's good advice.
The goal.
The goal is to give you good advice. So, one of the things that my daughter and I have been doing for the last several years is buying toys for a local drive here for children in foster care and such. And this year I have not heard of it because of course COVID hit, but one of the things that it teaches my daughter a lesson, and if you have children, teaching them a lesson while they're young is really important. To teach her to give at this time of year instead of always expecting to receive. She will go and have to pick out the presents that she has to give away. I don't shop for them. I allow her to shop. I tell her how much each present can cost and how many she needs. And that way, I'm teaching her a lesson about the spirit of Christmas and holidays, and that at this time, there are people who are less fortunate than we are. And we are super fortunate and we can share. So this year, I think what we're going to do to be helpful is give money to a local food bank, because you can't here in California anyway, we're not able to actually give at the food drives. So
Right.
yeah, it's so we're just going to alter our plans a bit. I don't, if we do hear something about the toy drive, I will definitely send a donation there as well. But I know a lot of people are suffering from hunger this year. And if you're the type of person who takes your kids to feed the hungry, please remember your local food banks at this time, because they need your help and they need your support.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. Yeah, and you know, I haven't done anything like that with Kalia, and I should because she's getting kind of to that point where, like all kids, you know, where they get to where, you know, they feel entitled to certain things. In general, you know, she's not that bad, but lately, she's been kind of like feeling like she deserves to have things. It's like, wait, you know, like that's not how this works. It's like, you know, we have things because we work hard to earn things, you know, and it's like you kind of got it twisted because you haven't been made to really earn much, which isn't your fault. That's my fault. However, that still doesn't mean are really struggling. Like she swears we are, and I'm like, ooh, girl, this is not a struggle, you know?
If they only knew.
So taking her, if they only knew, and I'm like, if you grew up like I did, that was a struggle. And even that wasn't a struggle. You know what I'm saying?
You're right. No, exactly. So, I don't think Kalia's alone. Her little friend who's running around somewhere in this house is the same way. You know, oh, it's time for my allowance. What have you done? All I ask you to do is empty the dang dishwasher half the time. I mean, like, really, you think you would deserve? Well, okay. Well, honey, no. Oh, can you buy me? No, get out of my face. Like, really? I mean, and I've gotten to that point because I think, I don't know if it's just that they're home all the time and commercials after commercials and da 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 da. I don't know what that is, but it's definitely not helping. And so we definitely need to pivot a little and be like, hey, it's time to give and not receive and not expect to get every single thing on your wish list this Christmas. Because the reality is, you need to be not a better person, because she's great. No, Kalia's great. Our children are beautiful and wonderful people. But they are very privileged and they don't know it.
Yes, that is the absolute truth. That's the truth.
God bless them. They're good kids. We just gotta work on them a bit.
Right.
Aside from helping others, I was thinking, you know, what else could we do? Because, you know, we are limited to what we can and cannot do in the sense of limitations of the amount of people can be here or do whatever. And, you know, we usually see one of our little friends in a play and we're not going to do that. And there's no Nutcracker in person this year. However, there will be a film. So yay, I'm excited to see all the little kids dancing in something CGI and all put together. This is going to be crazy. But we're just trying to create or expand on traditions that we already have. One of the things that I took from her grandmother, who is Norwegian, is they make 7 cookies at Christmas time. We never have gotten to the 7 cookies. The 7th cookie never happens. It's usually 3 because, you know, I'm always running and busy. And, you know, I actually have the time this time. So maybe we will actually expand on that tradition and get to the 7 cookies and talk with grandma about the actual cookies that she makes and why she makes them, because it's not necessarily just about the cookies. It may be that it was something she did with her mother. And so I think it would be really nice if we spend some time getting to know why her tradition is her tradition. And I love her cookies. I'm really sad that we don't get to eat them.
Well, that's okay, because you're gonna make them.
Oh, but I can't make them. She makes the best cookies. I'm not lying. It's like, it's so good.
There's nothing like grandma's cookies.
There's never anything like grandma's cookies. So no. You know, what traditions do you and Kalia have that you—
We don't really have— our family tradition, just, you know, from years and years and years. Usually we celebrate, like, everybody is together at Thanksgiving. And then for Christmas, we do, you know, Christmas Eve with the family. And then, whoever. And then Christmas Day is just kind of like us. And we open our gifts and stuff before we, like, see other people. But this time, you know, because of COVID and, like, nobody really wants to get together, which is fine with me. I don't know what we're gonna do, to be honest. We hadn't thought about it. The one thing that we did decide to do a couple months ago, we are actually going to celebrate Kwanzaa this year. Mm-hmm. We've been talking about it forever. And we've always, like, talked about the principles.
Yeah.
On the days, but we haven't done the full celebration. So I think we're actually going to do it this time. I just have to get the stuff, but because we don't have any of the stuff.
Yeah.
So, but I that's one thing that we decided we're going to do every year going forward. But other than that, we don't really, I mean, it's
Yeah.
hard because all of our family, at least my family, you know, there's not many of us left.
Yeah.
So, and then we're all not like getting along. So
It
it
makes it difficult. Yeah.
makes, yeah. And then I'm 3,000 miles away.
Yeah,
So then it's like,
you kind
I'm
of
a
muted
non-factor.
yourself out. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Like I'm a non-factor.
Yeah.
And, you
I'm
know,
gonna be Adrian this year. So sorry about that. I'm just taking over your spot today.
You know, then my in-laws, they're like, they literally have thrown their hands up and was like, we're not doing anything.
Yeah.
So I don't know what, you know what I mean? So we're like for Thanksgiving, my mother-in-law was just, she's like, I'm not cooking. I don't want to. And I said,
What?
oh, I don't blame you.
Yeah.
So we're having a dessert party.
Oh, that's good.
So
I think
everybody's
that's
bringing
even better.
Yeah. So we're all gonna eat dinner at home. And then we're gonna go over there for the dessert party and then like have dessert and drink wine.
There's absolutely nothing wrong with that plan.
That might be the new tradition. I don't know.
I mean, my mom said the same thing. She's like, I'm not cooking. And so I'm like, oh crap. I'm going to be in the kitchen all day. And you know what I need is a stool because walking around is just too much for me. It's standing on my feet for hours. So that's one. And the other thing that I kind of want to do for Olivia is talk about Hanukkah again, because when she was little, she knew all the Jewish tradition. And for me, she is getting a very well-rounded visual picture of religious history, at least for the Judeo-Christian, because she went to a Jewish school. That was her first foundation. She's gone to church. She's got that. Now she's going to a Catholic school. She's got that. And so for me, and because we have so many people in our family, our extended family of friends and family, because everybody's family to me.
Yeah.
I have people who do celebrate Hanukkah, and I think it'd be nice to honor that, just to be, because we have the time this year. Like, we
We
have
have
the
a
time to do everything. And I know she has her menorah she made somewhere in this house. If I ever find it
time.
again, I don't know. It's the cutest, messed up little menorah I've ever seen in my life. But it would be really cool to just embrace that as well this holiday season.
And I have to say, I think the Disney, I think it was on the Disney Store site that I saw it. They have the most adorable Mickey Mouse dreidels
Oh my God.
I've ever seen. Like they're so stinking cute. Just throwing
Oh my God. I'm gonna have to look at
that
that.
out there.
Yeah, I
Yeah.
know. I might have to look at that because it's just that'd be really cool because I know that my friend Jackie would be really happy if we told her that we were celebrating Hanukkah as well. She just got her first Hanukkah bush, which she is a white Christmas tree, which I thought was so cute. And I'm just like, oh, she's like, I've wanted one all my life, and everybody told me no. Now I'm alone, I can do what I want. So she's got
Whatever
herself.
you
And I
want.
thought that was great. I mean, new tradition, new thing to do. And I thought, wow, that's cool. So my favorite thing that I'm learning this year is no. I'm
Yes.
learning to say no and have no guilt.
My favorite word.
Is amazing. I have never said no as many times as I say no now. And without reservation, and I feel so strongly about the no's. And I didn't know that I was not being truthful to myself when I would say yes, and I really didn't want to go. And I really
Yeah.
didn't want to do it. And I overextended myself. And so this year I've said no. Maybe coronavirus gives you a convenient excuse to say no.
It does.
It does. But it's good to say no. I just, it's like a weight lifted off my shoulders. I don't have to think about, oh, let me see, we're gonna have this party and there's this theme, and I can, no, I don't want to. I just don't want to. And so, yes, no is powerful. I'm not saying being negative Nancy or a downer, but yeah, just allow yourself to say no.
Just say no, and it's okay. And the thing is for those of you that have trouble saying no, think of it this way. Maybe it's not you saying no to this person or this event. Maybe it's you saying yes to yourself. Maybe it's you saying yes to your own vision and you saying yes to what it is that you want to do, right? Like the best time to say no is when what's being. So just say no when you feel like saying no. You know, it's good for the soul, man. Just do it.
Never
Good.
knew no was good for you. I really didn't. And the other thing is, when you're saying no, you're saying yes to not maybe flaking and having people think you're a flake. Because I hate people who flake. I would rather you tell me no. And that's not going to hurt my feelings if you tell me no. But if you say you're going to come and then don't show up, I'm going to be mad. So just say
But
no to
that's
me.
all that.
And that's all bad.
Don't be that.
So, like, if you're even tepid about something, no is good.
No is great.
Yeah. Okay. Well,
No.
no. And then this next one, I'm going to give you this advice based upon the fact that we know that it works, but I don't do it.
Right.
It,
Me either.
yes, which is to exercise, which, forget it. I mean, like, I'm not an exerciser. I used to be a gym rat, believe it or not, once upon a time, many moons ago, before I had an inflammatory disease. And now we're like, I've been thinking I need to find something. Like, I don't know what it is. We have a little stepper that I could use at the house. We used to have a exercise bike. My mom sold it because nobody got on it except for Olivia. I don't know. But honestly, I will say exercise when you can get it is really good. I used to have a ballet class that I went to until about 6 months ago. And then I stopped going to that ballet class. And my daughter really loves to tell people that story. My mom had a ballet class and then she quit going. But just exercise. Find a ballet class online if you like dancing. There's so much of that out there right now.
There really is. Like you can find anything you want.
Yeah, Tai Chi. I don't know anything. Tai Chi is actually really good. I did do Tai Chi for several years when it was sponsored by my company and you could just go for free at lunchtime.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, and it's so low impact and it's centering. So Tai Chi is a really good for any strength level, exercise level. You can do that. Tai Chi is great. I
Right.
recommend it if nothing else.
Well, I am going to be starting back my yoga practice
Oh, that's good.
probably next week. I was supposed to do it today, but I totally and completely forgot. So that was because I have a there's a group. So I have a weekly, I'm in a weekly meditation group. So the woman that runs that group does Sunday yoga. And, you know, because I never know what time it is. You know, because of course, like
everything that's happening is in California, and I'm not in California. So I don't know what time it is. And I just totally
You
blew
still
it
can't get
today.
the 3 hour difference right, huh?
It's like I have that down. My problem is that so like my computer and the clock in my car are set at Pacific time, and then everything else is Eastern time.
Oh,
So
why are
when
you
I'm,
confusing yourself?
well, I keep my computer on Pacific time because when I generally only use my computer when I'm working. I try not to use it for pleasure because I don't want to, you know. So so I keep it on this. Then I know like what time
Oh, I
what time it
got
is
you.
when I'm working.
That makes sense, but the car I'm confused by.
The car, that was out of sheer laziness and not feeling like checking the time. However, I'm constantly confused about what time it is because I've missed doctor's appointments, I've missed all kinds of things
Oh my
because I
God.
missed meetings at work. I've missed all sorts of things because I'm not ever clear if I'm in. I'm looking at it in Pacific time or Eastern time.
Oh Lord. Oh, I'm gonna pray for you, girl. I'm gonna pray. Oh Lordy.
Right. So that's why I missed yoga this morning because
That's hilarious.
it's supposed to be, it's at 9:30 Pacific time.
Okay. Oh, nine.
12:30 Eastern time.
Okay. Yeah. I was confused for almost a minute, but that's okay.
So I should have been ready. However, I had it in my mind that it was 12:30 Pacific time.
Oh,
Then I was
girl.
like, oh, I have plenty of time, you know? And then, and then 1 o'clock rolls around and I'm like, and I get a little ping. Oh, I missed you at yoga today. I was like, oh, it was 12:30 Eastern time. Okay. See you next week.
Whoa. It's
It's
okay.
just
It's okay.
bad.
We'll forgive you this time. I don't, as if I'm in the class, but you know, I really have to get back to exercising. I failed. They actually canceled my ballet class that was online because us parents can't get our crap together. So that kind of sucks because I was almost ready to go back because it was so good. That ballet class was so good. But yeah, anyway. The next one's not going to be popular with anyone, but I'm going to say it anyway. But to limit your alcohol and you know, alcohol is fun until it's not. And
Yes.
it's not even so much the hangovers, it's just the emotions that come with it, especially at this time of year. We are nostalgic at this time of year, but we also remember almost acutely the people we're missing at this time of year.
Right.
It becomes, oh, I wish grandpa was here. Oh, I wish my father was here. Oh, I wish, you know, and what happens with alcohol is it intensifies negative feelings. It's a depressant. So if you're already experiencing some downer type feelings, alcohol is definitely not the thing to do.
Very true.
Yeah.
Alcohol is not your friend these
It is
days.
not. It's only your friend for about an hour. And everything after an hour is usually downhill.
Yes.
So, you know, when I stop saying I love you 50 times, run for the hills. Like, because then comes the waterworks or the anger or the depression or whatever else kind of whack out feelings I have deep down buried. And at least I know my relationship with alcohol. So I'm proud of myself for that.
Yes,
You
very much
know, it's
so.
just yeah. And I know this is not a popular thing to say, but because we buy a lot of alcohol at this time of year, but
We love our alcohol,
we do.
but it is true.
Yeah.
Like, you gotta chill because it can go left really fast. It really can. You know, and especially now, because it's like, you know, if you've lost people over the years or whatever, and especially if you have not grieved properly,
mm-hmm.
Sober.
Yeah.
You know, drinking in the holidays. It's just, I mean, you're asking for trouble. You're asking for it, you know, and it's just not a good idea. And you don't want to put people in the position of having to take care of you.
Oh, yeah.
Nurse you and because be your therapist. Become
drunk Aunt Nicole, who can't handle her liquor, and for the next 25 years, the children will always remember your outburst, and they will not feel bad about telling you about it.
And then you run the risk of not getting invited to dinners, and you know. So let's just stop it before it starts.
Yeah, exactly.
And just don't partake. And if you know that you have a problem, you know, like I know, I mean, I don't have like a problem with alcohol, but I do have a problem around the holidays because, you know, my dad has been gone almost 20 years and it still feels like last month,
mm-hmm.
you know, because it was traumatic. And so I know that I have to loosen up my grip on the bottle, because if I don't, you know, and I think that I've done a good job grieving, you know, I had, you know, therapy and all that and whatever. So I think I'm at a good place, but even still, it's like, I don't want to risk it. I want to have a nice holiday. I want to have fun. I want other people to have fun. And I don't want to be so loaded because I'm in my feelings that not only do I not have fun, but nobody else has fun because everybody's worried about me and what I'm doing, you know? So it's like, I probably will not be, other than the wine at the dessert party, I probably will not be.
Yeah, like I said, this is limiting your alcohol and not having it all are two different things, but it is. Yeah. It is an important thing to remember. Once you're feeling good, you can probably just like stop. Like, oh yeah, I got a nice little, all right, I'm feeling relaxed. I'm good. I can dance now. I can sing along with the carols. I'm cool. Now I'll stop. You know, like,
right.
And my relationship with alcohol has definitely evolved because of all the other issues in my body, but I can remember, you know, even this year I had a breakdown during something. I don't even know what it was. Oh, probably my birthday. I mean, I've had like one of those years. I've been horrible. I've like, my emotions have been horrible this year. So I know now that like drinking, if I'm going to drink in excess, I need to go to bed. Nobody needs to talk to me after my second drink. Okay, like I'm done. Just tell me to go to bed and shut up. Like, I honestly know that that's it for me. And then, you know, Adrian hit on a really great point, which is actually my final point for this conversation, is get help if you're mourning your loved ones. The holidays, as we said, they bring up the fact that people are gone and you miss them and you want them there to be with you, to hang out, to laugh. You want to see them one more time, dance in your living room or whatever it is, or make those cookies, you know? So, I mean, for me, I think for me, the holidays is always my Uncle Kenny's not here. Because it's been 23 years since he passed away. I only know the number of years because my niece was born the year after. And, you know, I miss him every day. I still miss him every day. And like Adrian, it was a tragic death. One that marked me. He was only 11 years older than me. And he was the life of the party. He never forgot anything. He never forgot your birthday. He never forgot Christmas. He gave you thoughtful gifts. He laughed and you laughed. He would turn on the music and start dancing, even if you weren't dancing. So you would dance. And, you know, so you miss that human so much because they were, for you, the life of the party, right? So
yeah,
it's tough. It really is. And I can't imagine, a lot of people will have fresh wounds this year. Very fresh. And so, you know, if you're struggling, you need to get help. It's not always something we can deal with on our own. And it's also not something that we should be ashamed of or feel like we need to do on our own.
Yes, that's key.
Yeah.
You know, and you can really hurt yourself by thinking that you have to do it by you don't have to do it by yourself. There's no reason to, really, you know. I tried that, speaking from personal. And can help facilitate. Was very, 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 very helpful, you know, like total judgment-free zone and all that kind of stuff. So it was super helpful. And to get down to like why it was so much and all of that, you know? So like now coming up to this holiday, you know, Thanksgiving was his favorite time of year. Oh. You know, my grandmother's birthday is her birthday's November 11th. She passed away 8 years ago. You know what I mean? So I was really feeling anxious about coming into the holiday season, mm-hmm. you know, but I've actually been okay because I did the work.
Yeah.
A year or two ago, you know what I mean? And it's like, I know that I can be sad and it's okay that I'm sad, you know, but I can also be glad that I had those times with both of them. And I can be glad that I have the time that I have now with the family that's left. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, it doesn't all have to be super doom and gloom. You know what yeah. I mean? And it may feel like that, and that's okay too. But seriously, like, if you're having trouble, like, you gotta work through it at some point, whether it's now or not. But at some point. Yeah. You're gonna have to in order to, you know, kind of move on with your life.
Yeah. Yep. So, yeah, I don't want to dwell here because I could always make myself sad. So, but yeah, just knowing that we don't have to struggle alone. There are resources out there for you. A lot of them are free. A lot of them are just waiting for you to call, you know?
Yeah. There's so many more options.
Exactly.
Now, you know, like there's apps.
Yeah.
You can put on your phone.
Exactly.
Or, you talk to a therapist instantly. Like there's all kinds of stuff. I know Kaiser has grief counseling.
Mm-hmm.
I know they did it at the Kaiser in Richmond. I mean, I'm sure they have them at all the Kaisers, yeah. But they had grief counseling like once a week. You could drop in and it's a group session, but still. And sometimes that's super helpful too, because then you get to hear other people's, you know, stuff that they're going through that might be similar to yours. And maybe they're further along the grief path than you are. And then they can help you get to where they are. Like it's totally, you know, so that's something to think about, yeah. You know, to all kinds of like hotlines you can call. I mean, there's so many options.
Exactly. Yeah.
So many options. There's basically just no excuse not.
There's, yeah, there's no.
To heal. It,
you know, and to take the, what I'd say about mental health is take the shame out of it, because we all suffer from mental illness at some point in our life. There's not a person yeah. who's never been depressed in this world. There's not one. Unless they didn't live past like a minute and a half, because we all like literally we all have trauma and we all have grief and we all have all these things that we're dealing with that mess with our head. And so there's no shame in it. It's okay. It's okay. You're not weak. There's nothing wrong with you. You know,
everybody needs help with something.
Exactly. Something. You know what? You didn't come out of the womb walking. Somebody had to teach you. So
I mean,
yeah, just think of it that way. So just to like kind of wrap up here, you know, I know that we're all going to go into the season with all of our anxieties and things, but it's a season of happiness, a season of love, a season of giving. And so what we should do to make ourselves happier, to just embrace the joy. One of the things I would encourage you to do is join us on Instagram. We've been doing the five senses of joy we've done just thinking about our senses. What smells of the holidays? What are the sounds of the holidays? And what the ones that bring you joy, and dwell there for a minute. Don't actually just go, you know what? I love to hear Silver Bells. That's like my favorite carol. And then walk away from that. If it's in the morning when you're in the shower, think of it while you're in the shower. Think of it when you have a moment to just enjoy and digest your joy. Because right. It'll help a lot with getting through everything else. And we'll continue our series of things to just keep you up and thinking and maybe journaling and just, you know, give yourself moments to just enjoy joy, you know, whether it's just watching your kid eat their turkey on Thanksgiving. Well, if that gives you joy, then enjoy it. Put your fork down and just stare at them. They're going to look at you crazy, but it's fine. You know, just take the joy and love the joy and enjoy it. And when those sadder feelings come, try to move right back to the joy. Because I enjoy this season even as much as I get sad in this season. It's my favorite time of year. Not in the sense of the weather or anything, because that's spring in the spring. But I will say that I do enjoy the holidays for the holidays' sake. Just because I like to get together with family and friends. So that's all I really have for that. And what about you, Adrienne? Anything you want to say?
I think the only thing that I'll say, like a couple of days ago, I saw a little thing from NPR on Instagram. They did a little spotlight thing on Happy Stan. You have to find it. I don't know that I'll explain it right, but Happy Stan is a guy. He just passed away like a month ago, but he was a guy that really, really enjoyed spreading love and joy to people. And he asked people, like whoever he saw, he would ask, "Is your happy, happy today?"
Oh, that's so cute.
So make your happy, happy, yeah. You know, feel your moments of sadness, because you need to feel those things too. But then make your happy happy.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Because this is the time, yeah. You know? So
new memories coming right at you. So, yeah. Well, this is our second to last episode for 2020. Our next episode will be our last for 2020. We're going to say goodbye and do a sabbatical and just regroup. So if there's anything that anyone who listens to us wants to hear about, or you have questions for us, because we're always waiting to answer some crazy questions, because we, you know, that's what we do, that's what we love. We'd love to hear from you. We hope that you all have a very, very happy Thanksgiving, and we will see you at our next episode. And until then, stay fabulous.